Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 25. Ni men hao, wo zhao Peng Ma Ke.
大家好，我是Crystal。
很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
非常好。
We're delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. And in this episode, we're dealing with another topic that we hope that you never ever have to do. That is something you never have to use when you're traveling in a Chinese country. That's dealing with emergencies.
Yeah, but it's handy to know.
It's very handy to know. And hopefully the words and phrases that we're going to cover in this lesson will help you to build your range of expression. Crystal, 你好吗?
我很好，你怎么样？
我很好，我很忙。
很忙。
很忙。
我也很忙。
Very busy at the moment, but always pleased to find time to do some more Coffee Break Chinese. Okay, so 准备好了吗？
准备好了，开始吧。
Crystal, help. How do you say help?
帮助。
帮助。So that is the word for help. Could I cry out, 帮助?
And depends on the context. For example, if you're in danger, your life is in danger, it's not just to help you, it's help, save my life. Then in that situation, it's called 救命。
救命。
Rescue my life.
Right. So in that real emergency situation, that's what I would call out if I was in real danger. Zhou Ming.
Zhou.
Zhou.
Ming.
Zhou Ming. Okay, but the general word for help is...
Just 帮助.
帮助.
Or you can omit the 助. 帮我. Help me. 帮我.
帮我. Right, so help me. 帮我. But could we put that into a more nicely constructed phrase there? Can you help me, please?
你可以帮助我吗?
So there again, we've got a word-for-word translation. 你可以, you can, 帮助, help, 我, me, question.
Yeah.
你可以帮助我吗? Okay, can you help me please? So that could be the situation, for example, if you're lost, you might want some help to get directions. Or perhaps you're trying to buy a ticket and you maybe not understanding things or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just a general, can you help me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's focus on perhaps slightly more serious elements of help. And let's learn some vocabulary for different types of places or different types of people that we may have to speak to. For example, the hospital, something we've already covered.
医院
医院 Okay, and what about the police station?
That's an interesting one. Literally translation, police is 警察.
Okay.
And station, we translate into 局, like a bureau.
Okay.
警察局. However, in China, we don't say 警察局. We say 派出所.
派出所.
They do similar job as a police station, but they also manages the household registration book.
Mm-hmm.
Which is particular to Chinese situation.
Okay, so 派出所. And the other one for police officers?
警察局.
警察局.
That's a police station.
Police station. Crystal, can I ask you something here? I'm just thinking about the words that we know already. I'm thinking of 火车 and so on. Could I guess that a police car would be 警察局?
Understandable, but we say 警车.
Ah, okay, so just the 警车.
Yeah.
Okay, something else dealing with emergencies would be a fire station.
消防局.
So that's that same 局, like the bureau.
Yeah.
消防局.
Yeah, 消防 means firefighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is 消 the word for fire?
No, 消 means extinguish or firefighting.
Okay.
And 防 means to control or to prevent.
Right. So bringing fires under control, I guess. The Bureau for bringing fires under control. So let's again go back to that idea. We shouted help earlier, but how would we call it? Oh, there's a fire. It's on fire.
You see, 着火了.
着火了.
火 is fire.
Yep, okay.
着 meaning on fire.
Okay.
And 了 again, the situation.
The situation. Mm-hmm. 着火了。
Mm.
Okay, right. So I'm coming back to what we talked about, 警车。
Mm.
What would a fire engine be? Would that be a 消防车?
Perfect.
Good stuff. I always love it when we can work something out from the words that we've learned so far. Okay, so we've learned the police station, the hospital, the fire station. What about if you need help yourself? We've learned, can you help me?
Mm.
你可以帮助我吗?
Mm-hmm.
How would I say I need help? Is the need the same need as we learned last time?
对,需要。
需要, could I say then, 我需要帮助?
对。
I need help. If I am hurt or if I've been injured, how would I say that?
我受伤了。
我受伤了。
Yeah, so we heard 伤 in the last lesson, didn't we?
That was something to do with...
伤口。我晒伤了。
晒伤了, yeah. So sunburn.
Sun is burn or wound or injury.
Okay.
So 我受伤了, I am hurt.
I am hurt.
Mm.
我受伤了。And I need help. 我需要帮助。
对。
Right, okay. So far, so good. These are, I guess, very serious situations. There are situations that are emergencies, but perhaps not quite as serious. I'm thinking of things like losing things, perhaps your passport, your mobile phone, and so on.
Yeah.
How do you say to lose?
丢了。
So that's that same 了 again. So that's the situation. 丢了。
丢 means lose.
Lose.
Yeah. So I have lost.
I've lost.
Yeah.
So could you just say 我丢了 I've lost, and then say whatever it is you've lost.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's put this into practice. We already know the word for passport.
护照。
护照。
Mm-hmm.
How would we then say, I have lost my passport?
我的护照丢了。
Right, so the 丢了 comes at the end.
Mm.
So my passport is lost.
Yes.
我的护照丢了。
Or you can say, 我丢了我的护照。I lost my passport. It's not very Chinese way, but it's understandable.
It would be understood.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, let's just think of it as my passport is lost or has been lost. And the has been is the situation. Le. So we've got the 了 in there. 我的护照丢了。
对。
Okay, let's think about other things that we might lose. Perhaps in a hotel scenario, I've lost my key.
You mean key to the room?
I guess that depends if we're talking about keys to the room or keys to your car or something like that.
钥匙.
钥匙. So that's a physical key.
Yeah.
As opposed to the
card.
Is it 房卡?
房卡. It's a room card.
Okay. Uh-huh. So let's stick with 钥匙 first of all. Could I say, 我的钥匙丢了?
对.
I've lost my key or my keys.
Uh-huh.
And if it were my room card?
我的房卡丢了.
我的房卡丢了。What are the tones again?
房, second tone, 卡, third tone.
房卡丢了,我的房卡丢了。I've lost my key card, my room card.
Mm.
What about my mobile phone?
手机, mobile phone?
Yeah.
我的手机丢了。
我的手机丢了。手机, mobile phone.Perhaps if you were in the airport, you may have lost your suitcase or your suitcase may have not arrived.
Mm,
mm. What's your suitcase then?
行李。
行李。So that's your suitcase. Could I say, 我的行李丢了。
对。
我的行李丢了。Okay. Maybe your purse, your wallet, your money belt.
Wow, that's a disaster.
It is a bit, yeah.
Your purse is 钱包。
钱包
literally 钱 meaning money,
yeah.
包 means a parcel or a bag, so it's a
money
bag.
Yeah. 我的钱包丢了。
对。
Would a man have a 钱包?
Oh yeah.
Or, so it's not specific to a woman's bag.
Yeah, we don't really
need to
distinguish that. No.
Mm-hmm. 我的钱包丢了。Right, and something else that you may lose that I'm thinking here. Hopefully, you won't lose, but. Let's say you had to say, I've lost my son.
我的儿子丢了。
So you can use exactly the same construction for a person. So if in the nightmare scenario where you've lost your child in a market or something like that, 我的儿子丢了, or 我的女儿 丢了。
女儿。
女儿丢了。Uh-huh. Right, so we can use that same construction. Lots of things that we might have lost. Another scenario that I'm thinking in a travel situation, unfortunately, may be that something has been stolen.
So let's say your passport, 护照, and has been stolen. It's a passive, isn't it?
Are we going to use 被?
The famous 被 again.
Okay.
Yeah. 我的护照被偷了. Steal is 偷, 被偷了, has been stolen.
Right. So just to think about this grammatically, the 被 is the passive part.
That's right.
It's happened to me.
That's right.
Toe is steal, and then the le is the past form.
That's right.
So that's describing the situation that has resulted. 我的护照被偷了。Right, so I'm going to try and say some other things. Actually, you give me some things to say, and I'll see if I can work them out from this. I assume we can use that same construction for everything.
Yes. Yeah? So do you want me to say in English or in Chinese?
You say it in English, and
okay.
I'll say it in Chinese.
Okay. My suitcase has been stolen.
Right, I think...Suitcases, 行李.
行李.
行李. Okay, so, 我的行李被偷了.
非常好.
Right.
How about my mobile phone has been stolen?
Your mobile phone, 我的手机被偷了.
Brilliant.
Could we use 电话?
Yeah, but 电话 is just a telephone. Could be anything. Could be your landline.
Yeah. Someone has come into the room.
How do you lose it?
Okay, so someone's stolen my landline. Okay, anything else?
And laptop.
I don't think we've done laptop.
No, but it's very easy to break up. For example, let's say computer first. Mm-hmm. Computer in Chinese is electric brain. So 电脑。
So, now is the word for brain.
Yes.
And it's an electric brain.
Yeah.
Your computer.
But this, yes, is show. This is a laptop you carry with you, with your hands, right? So, we say, 手提电脑.
手提电脑.
Literal translation, hands carrying electric brain.
All that for a laptop, yeah? Okay, so, 我的手提电脑被偷了.
非常好。
My computer laptop, my laptop has been stolen. Okay, one last one.
My money has been stolen.
我的钱被偷了。
非常好。
My money has been stolen. Right, okay. After the break, we're going to be reporting these situations. And perhaps we might have to give some descriptions of the items too.
Mm-hmm.
In a police station, in the... let me see if I can remember the word in the...派出所
非常好
And that's where we would go to report
yes,
them. Yes,、
yeah? yes.
Okay, that's coming up after the break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy.In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, in this lesson, we are looking at dealing with emergency situations. We've talked about hospitals, we've talked about fire stations and so on, but now we're really focusing on a police station where we may be reporting not quite a crime as such, but the fact that we've lost something or indeed that something has been stolen.
Yeah.
So let's take the situation. We are in the police station and I am going to be reporting the fact that my wallet was stolen. Mm-hmm. So would I say, 我的钱包被偷了
Yeah, 被偷了
被偷了 So what would the police officer be most likely to say? Perhaps they would want more details.
They would ask you, when did you lose it?
Okay, or, so what
when
would...
was it stolen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they would say, 你的钱包是什么时候被偷的?
Right. Let's hear that again.
你的钱包, your wallet, 是 is 什么时候 when 被偷的 stolen.
Right. So 什么时候 we've heard before, that's the when part. So your wallet is when 被偷
的 I add a 的 because 是 blah blah 的 is to emphasize the time when it is when that you your wallet was stolen. Yeah.
So in this case, it's not 被偷了 but it's 被偷的
Yeah, it's a fixed structure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that matches up with the 是 Right. Okay. Again, this is the kind of thing that we'd be learning. We'd be learning to understand necessarily rather than repeating it because unless, again, we're going to be working as a police officer, we wouldn't need to know that sentence. So it's more about understanding and comprehending. So we'd hear 你的钱包是什么时候被偷的?
Yes, very good.
Right. So how would I say last night?
Keep it simple. 昨天晚上。
昨天晚上。Okay, or this morning?
今天早上。
今天早上。Or just today?
今天。
今天。So these are straightforward enough, okay? So when was your wallet stolen? You ask me that and I'll give you an answer.
你的钱包是什么时候被偷的?
昨天晚上。
That's good, but if you're really good at your Chinese, you say 我的钱包是昨天晚上被偷的。
Right, so in that situation, I would use the 的 because of the 是.
Yeah.
Right, so could I say then, 我的钱包是昨天晚上被偷的。
Yeah. Perfect.
被偷的。
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's making sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's tricky, but it's making sense. What about asking where?
Yeah, same structure.
Mm-hmm.
是的 structure, okay.你的钱包是在哪儿被偷的?
So your wallet is
where
stolen 的。
Mm-hmm.
你的钱包是在哪儿被偷的?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm going to say, I'll try saying the whole thing. Mm-hmm. 我的钱包, no, 钱包是在天安门广场被偷的。
Perfect.
It was stolen in Tiananmen Square. Okay. Anywhere else that we might be stealing things?
Jade Garden in Shanghai. 豫园。
豫园。Okay, so would I say then, 我的钱包是在豫园被偷的。
被偷的。
Oh, okay. 被偷的。
对。
My wallet was stolen in...Yuyuan Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then, Mark, the police officer is more than likely to ask you to describe, for example, your wallet.
Okay.
Or your suitcase.
So how would he or she say that?
Well, if she's polite, she'd say 请, then she'd say 描述, meaning describe, 一下, meaning quickly, 你的钱包, your wallet. So,请描述一下你的钱包。
So please describe quickly your wallet.
Yeah.
请描述一下你的钱包。Right. So if my wallet is black, how would I say that?
Black, 黑色。
黑色。
And then this is a very useful expression. 是黑色的。It is black.
Right. Is that same 的?
It is 是的 structure.
是的 right. 是黑色的。Right. And the 黑 is the same as 黑茶。Right. So it's black. But the 色, what's the 色 part?
色 means color. In Chinese, when you say color, for example, black in English, we say black, just one word. But in China, we need black color.
Right.
So 黑 is black. 色 is color.
I understand.
Black color.
Okay.是黑色的。What about if it were blue?
是蓝色的。
是蓝色的。
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to try and remember something here. Could I say 是红色的?
Yeah.
It's red.
Mm-hmm.
Strange color for a wallet. But anyway,
uh-huh.
Let's do some more colors while we're talking about this.
Okay. How about yellow?
Okay.
黄色。Is yellow.
Right.
If you say it is yellow, 是 黄色的。
是黄色的。
It is green.
Oh, I know this from my tea. 是绿色的。
绿。
绿。绿色的。Okay.
How about brown?
Brown, no idea.
Two ways you can express it, because brown looks like coffee color, isn't it?
Yeah.
So sometimes say 咖啡色的。
Oh, it's coffee colored, okay. Yeah. And I guess you've got the colored in there because yeah. you've got the 色. Uh-huh. So 是咖啡色的。
Yeah, but you can also say it's brown. Brown in Chinese, 棕色。
棕色。
So you say 是棕色的。
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about white?
白色。
Like 白粥。
Yeah.
Okay, so 是白色的。
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I guess the other thing that we might want to talk about in descriptions would be size. So yes, it's big.
Yes. Size, a simple way is say 大小。
Right.
So 大 is big. 小 is small. So how big, how small it is.
Okay.
Yeah? But if you want to learn the official written, you know, size in Chinese, it's 尺寸。
尺寸。
Yeah, but that's too precise. You don't have a ruler to measure 30
right.
inch or whatever.
Right, okay.
So we say 大小。
大小, so that's yeah. literally big or small.
Yeah, what's the size? Describe the size.
So if I wanted to say it is big, would I say 是大的?
No. You can say 很大。
Ah, of course. So the 很 is used almost
yeah,
like a
verb. Rather big.
Yeah, rather yeah. big. So 很大
uh-huh.
and 很小 is rather small.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. I think what I'd like to do is put some of this into the context of a conversation.
Oh.
So let's see if we can report a lost item in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.Right, this conversation happens at a hotel where Mark stays when he travels to China.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the receptionist, okay?
I guess I'm the guest then.
And in this conversation, there's one new expression.
Right.
报警.
That's something to do with police, yeah?
对,报 is to report.
Mm-hmm.
So 报警 is to report to the police.
Right.So as we do this conversation, I would like you to have a listen carefully and see if you can identify the number that we need in order to report the lost item to the police.
好。晚上好,你好吗?
我不好。
怎么了?
我的钱包丢了。
你的钱包是什么时候丢的?
是今天晚上丢的。
是在哪儿丢的?
是在地铁站丢的。
你可以打电话报警。
请问报警电话号码是多少
？110。
谢谢你。
不用谢。
Okay, let's listen one more time to this conversation, a fairly quick conversation. But I'd like you to listen for two things. First of all, the number for the emergency services, and also where I lost my wallet.
Mm-hmm. 晚上好，你好吗？
我不好。
怎么了？
我的钱包丢了。
你的钱包是什么时候丢的？
是今天晚上丢的。
是在哪儿丢的？
是在地铁站丢的。
你可以打电话报警。
请问报警电话号码是多少？
110。
谢谢你。
不用谢。
Okay, so what was the number? 110110.
Mm-hmm.
And where did I lose it?
地铁站.
In the subway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it for this lesson of Coffee Break Chinese. Okay, now this episode of Coffee Break Chinese has been all about emergency situations, and we've got more emergency situations for you in our bonus episode when we're going to be practicing the language a little further. That's the bonus audio episode, part of the premium version of Coffee Break Chinese, in which we provide lesson notes, video versions, and these bonus audio materials. And you can find out everything you need to know about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can come behind the scenes with Mark and me and the rest of the Coffee Break team by following Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Why don't you share your Coffee Break moment and post a photo of yourself learning Chinese with Coffee Break? We may even feature you on our Instagram account.
Okay, now that is at Coffee Break Languages on Instagram, so find us there. And of course, you can look for us on Facebook too, Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook, and we're delighted to see you there. That's it for this episode. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese. For now,
谢谢,再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.